Praise God. Open your Bibles up to the book of Psalms, the first chapter. It's funny how we done read a lot of scriptures and heard a lot of scriptures. God done give us much thoughts. That's what I like about God. It's always fresh and it's always new. No matter how many times you read it, it's not the same. But it's still the word of God. And he's the author and the finisher of his word. It says in the book of Psalms, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. It says, bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, the title of this message is Don't Interfere with Your Journey. See, this is your journey. It's designed especially for you. And nobody else. God has prepared the journey for you. Can't nobody help you in that journey? The scripture says they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. That's the only one that can help you in this journey. And the Bible says when you do according to the will of God, as the Spirit of God leads you, he said, blessed or happy is this man. You may go through the hard times and the hard nights, and believe me, you're going to go through some of those things. Why? Because it's in the journey. Yes. It's been designed to see how much faith you're going to believe in God, how you're going to trust him, how much confidence you're going to have in him when you fall down, when you're beat up along the way, how you're going to act, glory to God, how you're going to react, glory to God, what's going on in your life. Are you going to turn to the right or to the left? Are you going to look unto the author and the finisher of the faith and the one that's in this race, the one that designed this race? God said, don't interfere with what he is doing in your life. Just leave him alone. Let me tell you something about this race. You don't know anything about this race. You didn't design it. You don't know what's in it. You don't know the way. You don't know how long the trip is. Glory to God. It might be 50 years long. It might be 100 years long. It may be 20 years long. It may be 15 years. You don't know anything about that. You don't have any control of that. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed up on Jesus. And he said, I'll lead you and I guide you, glory to God, through the high time, through the low time. God is God. He's always faithful in his word. Hallelujah. Come on and get God. He said, happy is this man that walketh. The scripture said, they that war after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. But God is saying, happy this man that don't do those things. Happy to this man that look unto the author and the finishes. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved, because you got to know about your trip that you're on. Glory to God. I can't go ask my neighbor about my trip. I can't ask the pastor about my trip. Glory to God. He didn't prepare the trip. Glory to God. He only know the one that I know that prepared my trip. And I'm going to go unto Jesus, glory to God, and ask him the way, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Glory to God. And without him, we can do nothing. Glory to God. But in him and through him, we can do all things, glory to God. Why? Because he give us the power, glory to God, to prosper. He give us the power to heal. He give us the power to be happy. He give us the power to lift up our head. He give us the power to bring those out of the dark into his mind. marvelous life. That's in the trip, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm walking the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, I can't ask no seminary school about the trip. Hallelujah. They can't counsel me along the way. Can't nobody counsel you along the way but Jesus. He know your next trap that you're going to fall into. He know that you're going to need him to get you out. When you fall in the trap, you can't cry out to the pastor, glory to God. You can't cry to your loved one. You can't cry to the one on your job. Although they've been telling you on your job, you're doing a very good job, glory to God. But when you're in trouble, you need somebody with a strong hand. When you're in trouble, you need somebody to know how to get you out, glory to God. When you're in trouble, you need somebody to come to your rescue, glory to God. When you're sick, glory to God, you need a doctor of all the doctors. And his name is Jesus. Jesus, glory to God. When you want to be happy, you got to go to the one, glory to God, that is always happy and always faithful in his walk, glory to God, concerning his people, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. They said, we don't do anything. We don't stand in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, we don't walk like the sinners walk anymore. In this race, you're going to be attacked by the sinner. You're going to be attacked by the ungodly. You're going to be attacked by the scornful. But guess what? They didn't design the race. They didn't prepare the journey. The Bible says, happy is the man. That's the first word in the scripture, happy. Why is he happy? Because he knows no matter what kind of trouble he get in, he got a way out. He don't care how bad it may be. He don't even know how bad it's going to be. But only one thing he knows is he got a way out, glory to God. That's keeping your mind stayed up on Jesus, glory to God. Because that's the way out, glory to God. Man can't get you out. Your job can't get you out. All of your wealth can't get you out. There's only one that can make you happy. And his name is Jesus. He's the only one that can get you out and bring you out where you have the victory that he has already designed for you in this race. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. So don't sit in the seat of the scornful. People are always opposing God. Let me tell you how they oppose God. When they oppose you, they're opposing God. Amen. When they call you a liar, they're calling God a liar. Amen. When they tell you you don't need to go to church every Sunday, and every time the church doors open, they are interfering in your race. They're trying to get on the journey with you, but they can't get in on the journey. The only one that can interfere with the journey that you're on is Y-O-U. That's why he's telling you, don't walk in this way. Don't walk in the way of the scornful. Don't sit in the seat of the ungodly. Don't do these things. Why? When you don't do these things, and they're going to come up on you, but God said, as long as you know the way out, which I am the way, and you turn to me when you're in these problems and in these circumstances, then you'll be blessed, glory to God. Then you'll be happy because God is going to speak a word in your ear, glory to God. And when you hear what the Spirit has to say, glory to God, you can come out of that darkness, out of that mess, into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Come on and give him your praise. He said, you don't do these things. He said, but the one that's blessed, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that does he meditate day in and day out, night and day he meditates. So you got to do something to make this trip, glory to God, because you don't know how long it is. You didn't prepare this trip, glory to God. The scripture said if the man of the house would have known the thief was coming, he'd have prepared for it, glory to God. But you don't know anything about this trip, so you can't prepare yourself for it, glory to God, according to your wisdom and your knowledge. But there is a preparation that you can make, glory to God. And it tells us right here in the first verse, it said, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, don't stand in the way of the sinners, and don't sit in the seat of the scornful. forth. But our delight is in the law of the Lord. It's in God always. Glory to God. I don't care how much hell you're in. It's still in God. Glory to God. I don't care what you're going through. It's still in God. Glory to God. I don't care what's going to come your way that you haven't even seen yet. It's still in God. Glory to God. It's according to His way in the trip. It's according to His righteousness in the trip. It's according to His law in the strip. And they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. That's the word of God. When you turn to the word of God, it's always refreshing. Glory to God. You can't live without water. When you're thirsty, you take a drink of water, you're refreshed. It does something not just to your palate or your tongue, but it does something to the whole body. Somebody help me pray. When the Spirit of God come up on you, glory to God, when you're in trouble, it's a refreshing word, glory to God. It's just like the waters, the living waters, which is God, glory to God. He said he's like a tree, man's tree of life. It's his obedience unto God's word. And when he obeyed the word of God, when God tell him to do this and to do that, to move to the left or to the right, or to walk straight forward, or to jump up and down, whatever God tell you, glory to God, it's going to come to pass. Why? Because his word, he said, has never failed us, neither have it forsaken us, glory to God. If we hold on to God's unchanging hand, his word is going to surely bring you out. Hallelujah. He shall be planted, anchored in the word of God. That's why it goes on beyond salvation, because you got to become anchored in that. Glory to God. You done got saved, but you got to get a little deeper. Glory to God. You got to move on. Glory to God, to the next step. The next step is trust. The next step is believing. The next step is confidence. Glory to God. The next step is going through some trials and coming out. Glory to God, and know whom you had your trust in. The next step is the lifting of God along the way. When you can't sleep at night, glory to God, and your body might be aching, glory to God, the next step is to trust God and to call his holy name and to lift him up in the midst of your trial. And when you do these things, the scripture says, blessed is this man, or happy is this man, glory to God. Come on and give us some praise. Planted like rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. That's what's happening in the trip. There are many seasons in the trip, but at the right season, you're going to bring back the right fruit. If you need deliverance, you're going to produce that fruit, glory to God. Why? Because you believe in God. You didn't have anything to do with the fruit, but when you believe God and trust him, the fruit come forth in the right season. That means the right time when you need it to be done, glory to God. It won't be done when you think it should be done, glory to God. Don't put your mind up on that. The Bible says keep your mind stayed up on God, glory to God, and the season will be like instant, glory to God. You will think it's instant, but it might be through a trial. You might go through a long time, glory to God, but if you keep your mind stayed up on him, glory to God, the season, the right season is going to come, glory to God. That's what we got to look forward to, the season, glory to God, and the victory that God is going to give us. I don't know when he's going to give us. You don't know when he's going to give you the victory in your trip, glory to God, but you can rest up on this one thing, glory to God. They that do know that God shall do great exploits, glory to God. You're going to come out, glory to God, as pure glow, and God is going to use you and use you in the trip. We don't know when the end of the trip is. I don't know when my end is. My mind is not on that. My mind is the one that designed the trip. Glory to God. He didn't need any help from man when he designed this trip for you. He surely don't need none now. Amen. Every time you interfere in your trip, you mess up your happiness. Right. You mess up your blessing, glory to God. Yeah. Why? Because you are trying to do something that's not according to the way God wanted done. Let me go on and read this. It said, the ungodly are not so. Glory to God. You ever look at that word ungodly? The UN on the front, glory to God. That's man trying to attach himself to God's stuff, glory to God. And what God is doing in his life, glory to God. That's why the UN is on there, because man is trying to do it his way. He's trying to hurry up the blessing, glory to God. He's trying to interfere to tell God how to bless him, how to heal him, how to deliver him, when to deliver his children, when to do this, what kind of job to bless me with, glory to God. When you got to take that UN off, glory to God, and leave everything up to the God, glory to God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who created the bees, the one who created the living thing, glory to God, the one who created these waters, glory to God, that we have planted in, glory to God. You got to let go, take the UN off, and let God have his way in your life. Hallelujah. It says the ungodly, unrighteous, always trying to do. Ungodly is that lawless one. You know, y'all know that lawless one. He's been running wild ever since even before we come out of our mother's womb. He's been lawless. Hallelujah. Some try to come out by. They call those babies that are breached, glory to God. Try to come out, hallelujah. Feet first, I believe it is, glory to God, when that's the wrong way. The lawless is working all the time, trying to take your life, glory to God. He don't care what he does to take your life, glory to God. That's why when you come to your sense of believing and knowing the word of God, you got to stand on that word. Look how God protected you, glory to God. When you was a child, you didn't know anything about God. You wasn't saved, glory to God. God saved you for the day to get saved, glory to God. And after you got saved, God saved you to walk this walk, glory to God. God saved you to continue in this trip, glory to God. God saved you so that you can read his word. He saved you so that you can praise him. He saved you so that you can lift him up, glory to God. He praised you so that you can give out, glory to God, what God has poured in. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. Come on and give God the praise. He said, ungodly like chaff. They just blow. You know what? When people come to you and try to tell you you should do this and do that in your ministry, that chaff is just like smoke blowing in the wind. That's the way I take it. Just like smoke blowing in the wind. Because they're going to come and try to tell you something different than what you already know. Hallelujah. What we know, glory to God, is able to bring us out, glory to God. What we know done kept us all of this time. So how you going to tell me something else that's going to keep me better than I've been kept, glory to God? Oh, you can't tell me anything better. There's nothing better than God, glory to God. There's only one good, and that's God, glory to God. There's only one that's perfect, and that's God. So how you going to tell me what to do, glory to God, when I already know what to do, and that I don't know? I just go to that book, glory to God, and ask my God, come over Shaka, about the answer that I need, and he will surely give you the answer that you need. Hallelujah. Come on and give it. Hallelujah. They're just like chaff in the wind. He said, therefore, the ungodly man, that one that's trying to tell himself that, God, you're a little bit too slow today. So I'm going to have to take control of this thing. I'm going to go to another source. I'm going to go to the dictionary. Maybe I can find it in Webster. I'm going to go on the internet. They got a lot of stuff on the internet. It's worldwide, so I'm surely going to find something. Glory to God. But there's only one that has all of the answers to your life. And there's only one that know everything about you, glory to God. And there's only one that know the trip that you're in, glory to God. And there's only one that can carry you through the trip and get you through, glory to God. I don't care how short it is or how long it is. Some people get afraid, glory to God, because they get sick and they say, oh, my trip is ending up, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is still the healer, glory to God. He's still the one that can bring you out. You got to keep your mind straight up on him, and when you keep your mind stayed up on him in the right season and the right time, your victory going to come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, ungodly ain't going to sit in the congregation of the righteous. They ain't going to be there when we stand before God. That's the end. But let's talk about the now. They ain't going to sit in the congregation of the righteous, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. Can't nobody take your blessing but you. Can't nobody mess it up but you. So who's the sinner now? Who's the ungodly now? You say, well, I'm not ungodly. When you interfere in the things of God, you touch yourself on that at you end. That makes you ungodly, glory to God. Why? Because you choose to devise it your way. You choose not to listen to God in this season, glory to God. It might be the time you need to be brought out, glory to God. But you're interfering in this season, glory to God, that you don't know anything about. And when you interfere in this season that you don't know about, you become the ungodly, glory to God. You turn yourself back over to the thought of the old nature, the lawless one, glory to God. That one that got you in, glory to God. But there came another called Jesus. He got us out, glory to God. He brought us out of that darkness into our marvelous light. And when he brought us out, glory to God, that's the one that we got to keep our mind stayed on, because he's the one that's going to take us all the way. Glory to God. Come on, give God some praise. Praise God. I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. He said, they won't stand in the judgment. They won't stand in the judgment. That's at the end too, but let's talk about it now. The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged by the same judgment, glory to God. The sinner can't judge you, glory to God. Hallelujah. The ungodly can't judge you. Those are the ones that's outside of you, glory to God. But there's one that can judge you, glory to God. That is a sinner if you turn to him. And that's the lawless one that resided on the inside of you. He can judge you if you let him judge you. He can direct you if you let him direct you, glory to God. He can tell you this and he can tell you that. If you give that attentive ear to him, glory to God, you're going to go the way of the ungodly, glory to God. But if you turn that ear unto the Father, glory to God, the Son and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, glory to God, that's on the inside of you, glory to God. When you look unto the heart, the glory to God, and the finisher, he'll bring you out, glory to God. He'll lift you up, glory to God. He'll overcome, glory to God. And that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be overcomers in this world. Hallelujah. You can't overcome unless you know the overcomer, glory to God. You can't overcome unless you know the heart, the glory to God. You can't overcome, glory to God, unless you know in whom you have your trust and your confidence. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a prayer. Let me tell you, who know it? This is the scripture right here. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He said, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why should they perish? God created them. They're going to perish because they choose not to follow God. They choose not to walk in his footsteps. When you choose not to walk in the footsteps of God, let me tell you something for a moment. You ever notice for a moment when you disobey God? Glory to God. Remember, the man's tree of life is obedience, glory to God. When you don't follow that obedience, you are in disobedience. And when you are disobedient to God, trying to tell you something, glory to God, you perish, glory to God. You lose your blessing, glory to God. You miss out on that blessing. Let me tell you something. You say, well, I'm missing that time. God, he's keeping it, and he's going to give it to me later on. No, he's not, glory to God. He's going to prepare you for the next season, glory to God, and the next journey in the trip, glory to God. God don't deal with past stuff. You let it pass, it's past, glory to God. You let it go by, it's gone by, glory to God. But God is still a good God. He still got his hand up on your life. He's still able to make you prosper, glory to God, in the next season. That if you listen to God, you can prosper, glory to God. If you listen to God, you can make your way. I don't know about you, glory to God. I don't know about this life. But I got saved by glory to God. I don't know how to live this life, glory to God. But I found that, glory to God, the author and the finisher of this life is with me, and he can lead us and guide us all the way. Hallelujah. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He knoweth the way. That don't mean you right all the time. Don't mean you righteous all the time. But God know the way. When you're righteous with him, then you shall make your way prosper. Because he know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you mess up, when you interfere with your journey, hallelujah, then you perish. And you lose your right standing. A lot of people think when we talk about you losing right standing, you think about we lose it forever. No, you don't lose it forever. You lose it for that season. You lose it. Why? Because you chose to take your mind off of him for the spur of the moment. That's why I had so many accidents out on the highway. Because people take their eyes off of their driving at the spur of the moment. One big attraction is a cell phone. They should take the C off of there and put an H on it. Call it the hell phone. Glory to God. Because if you're distracted, not only will you start to kill yourself, but you're going to kill somebody else. And their blood is going to be on your hands. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says, but the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Only the righteous shall survive. What did he say about the ungodly? They're going to perish. Only the righteous going to make it. Now you're going to slip up along the way. Fall down. But don't keep your mind stayed. That's the, see, that your trials and your troubles and the stuff that you go through is just like that cell phone. It gets your mind off of what you're supposed to be doing. All right. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on God. Yeah. And he will surely bring you up. Yeah. You want to be blessed? Look to the one that can bless you. Yeah. You want to be lifted up? Lift to the one that can do the job. Hallelujah. You look unto man, he'll pick you up for a minute and let you down for a lifetime. Come on, shaka. But God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I'll be with you always. That means your lifetime, glory to God. That means he's with us in this journey, glory to God, for a lifetime. It may be 50 years old or 60, glory to God. It may be 70. I'm 77, glory to God. Stepping on 78, glory to God. I ain't worried about the age, glory to God, because my mind, come on, shaka, is stayed up on the age giver and the life giver, glory to God. That's the one I got my mind stayed up on. That's the one you got to keep your mind stayed up on. And when you keep your mind stayed on him, you'll surely come out in the right season. Hallelujah. Everybody stand.